Hey there, Awaken Leader. Welcome back to another episode. This week's podcast, we are going to be talking specifically about focus, but in a new way that I believe is going to equip you to take captive every thought so that you can actually focus, okay? Now, I'm providing you and walking through what I call the Fresh Start Guide. Now, this Fresh Start Guide is actually found inside of Bondage to Business, okay, or From Bondage to Business. But I also have it as a single purchase option, a digital download for you inside the shop. So I'll leave both links below, but I'm going to be walking you through the Fresh Start Guide to help you better focus so that you can later address the spiritual things, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but for pulling down of strongholds. Let's get started. Hey there, mama. Are you waking up early in the morning and trying to get it together, but by midday, you're realizing that you completely forgot about this whole dream business because homeschool, your faith, and your family are most important? Hi, my name is Angelica Stanley, and as your daily life overcome strategist and biz connect coach, I'm here to help you in cozy slippers and socks and mom bun hair get it together so that you can package, pray, plan, prep, and proceed into the calling that God has created and given you in the secret place. With that being said, if you are into homeschooling, mom life moments, and a whole lot of giggles, I want you to stay tuned and let's Holy Ghost ride the whip into your dream business. Are you ready for the niche down so you can go to the nations? Let's get started. Alrighty, Awakened Leader. I'm really excited about this because this Fresh Start Workbook is basically a tool to help you work through power, love, and a sound mind, okay? So this is coming from 1 Timothy 2:7, where it reads, "For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." And going through this process, what you begin to see is an opportunity for you to have a fresh start, a fresh look on things, in what God is doing in your life, because the old things are gone, the new is here. You're no longer needing to focus on the old things. Well, you really can't anymore because the new is here. Amen. But you're needing that fresh start, like that new outlook is here, but it's like, okay, now what do I do? It's maybe you're lacking motivation, maybe you're struggling with motivation. These are quick dopamine releases to help you come out of that, so to speak, recovery room of, you know, you've been through a lot. You've gone through some healing processes. And so now, because of that bondage that you've had, sometimes it takes a moment just to kind of kickstart things. So I want you to think of this fresh start as an opportunity for you to start looking at, okay, what does it look like when I'm operating in power, love, and a sound mind, okay? So I will say that we are going to be having a Fresh Start Masterclass. So this is the course, but because you are, I'm talking to you on the podcast about getting ready for a bondage to, from bondage to business. The Fresh Start Masterclass is basically a kickoff to you walking out everything you've learned from business, from bondage to business. And so what's going to happen is by you tuning into this podcast, you know, we're starting on Wednesday. Now, if you happen to be catching the replay of this and you would like to join us, it won't be the live version of this masterclass, But the Fresh Start Masterclass is a daily life workshop, and it's going to be held first Saturday in June. Now, doing the Fresh Start Masterclass, it's considered a Set It Up Saturday. And what that means is by you doing real live time, you're going to be with us all starting on the 31st. And you're going to be doing a daily workshop inside of your course portal. You will be able to then meet with us on Saturday, which you will inside the course, you will get the hosting and link information to join the virtual classroom. And we will be walking through this Fresh Start Masterclass and this workbook together. So I wanted to share that with you because it's really time for you to recover. It's really time for you to get it together and look at how simple this can truly be when you do this, okay? So the way that this recovery room workbook or this Fresh Start workbook is going to be is this month, because you're listening to this podcast, and if you're doing From Business to Bondage, you will do this for the masterclass. I'm giving you a sneak peek of what you are getting. So this is day five. So last week's episode, if you haven't listened, go ahead and hit pause and go backwards, go back one and tune in there. That's day one, okay? I'm giving you basically the walkthrough of the workbook in day five, okay? So when we meet for the masterclass. So this month we will be focusing, or the time that you start this, you're going to be going for 4 to 5 weeks, depending on the month, but, or whenever you sign in, we'll be focusing on concepts to help you mature into the daily life you believe God is calling you to. This is coupled with Well Valley Daily Woman's Group signature Get Your Fruit Back program. So the following areas in your daily life will be addressed. So we're going to be looking at, in this workbook, every week you're going to have a new focus, a new assignment. And so you signing up either for the masterclass itself by itself, or you joining us inside of From Bondage to Business, you're going to end that masterclass with a 5 week content or a 5 week support tool that is going to cover the first week of goal setting. Okay. So our first time meeting, that's week one, that's goal setting. The second week you're going to be inside, and that's why I want to encourage you to be inside of Well Valley Daily or follow me on Instagram and YouTube, because we're going to be talking about love and resiliency. The third week, we're going to be talking about joy and resiliency and what that looks like. And then the fourth week is peace and reassurance and where our reassurance comes from, because the Lord is our blessed assurance. And the fifth week is going to be patience in the switch. So when God turns your light on, thank you, Holy Spirit, like in Genesis, where Holy Spirit says, let there be light. There was light, okay? Well, from the time that it takes, from the time that the elevation is coming and that God's about to turn your light on, you're going to need patience, because as the Lord turns your light on, let me tell you this, the second he turns on your light, cockroaches everywhere, okay? Everything that was in darkness is now brought to light. So you've been doing this work. So any nook and cranny of what needs to be addressed, when he turns your light on, you're going to be able to see it full front and center. Like, you're not going to be able to run from it, hide from it no more. Okay. And so if you're ready to begin and you're ready to really dive deep, then this whole entire masterclass is for you. And it's going to be, well, it's a daily life workshop. So there will be two ways that you can sign up. I'm really excited for you to do that. You can do it just by itself as a standalone workshop. Okay. So you would just join us on the Saturday with the information below. There are not any replays. Okay. The only replays will be found inside of From Bondage to Business. Okay. So this is a module that will be inside of the course. So if you want to catch the replays or you would like to go through the course, then you might as well just sign up for From Bondage to Business. Get everything, work this out. You can literally walk out everything that I'm talking to you about in 30, 60, 90 days. Okay. So first off, going through this podcast, I want you to take some time to define resilience. Okay. Define resilience for yourself. Now, I'm not going to walk you through that because I want you to grab a pen and paper and I want you to pray about resilience and what God has shown you, because this workbook is, and this podcast are geared toward helping you identify those roadblocks, okay? Identify those roadblocks. Now, I have inside of this workbook an agenda. That means that I want to encourage you to, what does your Monday through Friday look like? What are the focuses for every single day, okay? The reason I'm going to talk to you about these are spiritual focuses. These are faith-based focuses. Mature Monday is all about creating your focus goal and really seeking first the kingdom of God. Like, okay, what's my priority this week? And Lord, what are you having me mature in? An example is on Monday, I was told peace, protection, and provision. Peace, protection, and provision. And so maturity, looking at that for Mature Monday, is really like, okay, what is it that I need for that? Okay. And that's on a personal note that I'm sharing with you. Oh, excuse me. You can tell mom hours I'm recording this. But the next is Tangible Tuesday, which is thoughts. And I do Think Tank on a business side of it. I do Think Tank Tuesdays on Connect Coach on Instagram and Facebook. And so really this is looking at what's in your heart and how did it become a thought, and what thought do I need to take captive so it doesn't become a tear in my heart, right? See, wheat and tear. And then I'm going to talk to you about Fast Track Friday. Fast Track Friday is all about growth from the week. What does that look like? How does that work? Now, I'm sharing this with you because day 5 of inside of From Business to Bondage, it's really an opportunity for you to be still, ask me questions. We're going to do a brain dump. We're going to do a roadmap focus prep. So I'm going to show you how to start a goal, do a goal. Now, this isn't a bloom goal. This is a quick focus thing to help you get into action, okay? This is actually what you would take into putting a goal, like doing a goal, creating a bloom goal. It's giving you that breakdown and teaching you how to do a bloom goal. Okay, so this is the breakdown and the teaching. So then we're going to talk about a focus needs outcome, which is what tools, resources, training, support, product is needed for that particular goal or creation that you're trying to achieve, right? And then the focus productivity map. Now, I want to talk to you about this because the focus productivity map is where you take the focus prep from that goal and you place them in these boxes and you start looking at, like, okay, what's the first thing that I need to do? Like, in what order do I need to get these things done? Oh, the second part is the roadmap. And this is actually what, it's a piece of my 7-week, business plan. I'm taking this in there because I believe this is an important piece for you to have, because it's taking that one goal or that fourth goal, whatever, and, you know, doing this, it's that one thing. And it's breaking down the focus for that week for that one thing, okay? So if you're doing a marketing plan, you're doing any of that, it's a roadmap, okay? So the focus for the week, the focus for the week, and then the objective. So like the focus for the week is to meal prep. So that means my objectives are Monday, I'm going to get my grocery list together. Wednesday, I'm going to create my order. for my online stuff, but then schedule when I'm going to the store, and then Saturday I'm going to go, so you make the steps. Your objectives are your steps. And they need to be measurable, meaning that, like, I'm going on Wednesday, I'm going on Thursday. I talk all about how to do goals and what they mean and be measurable inside of Bloom Goals, okay? So then, looking at this roadmap, it goes for 7 weeks. Now, why is this so important? Because whether you're coming or going into the Daily Life Workshop for the Fresh Start, or whether you're inside of From Business to Bondage, excuse me, oh, the devil is a liar. From Bondage to Business. Well, let me just say this. If you do not do the will of the Lord in the marketplace when you get there, you will find yourself in bondage, because the marketplace is filled with things and mindsets that are not of God. Okay. And I know that's everywhere. But I need to share this, like, and I think that's why I said it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because, Cain and Abel, right? Abel took the first fruits and God was pleased. Cain took his sloppy seconds. Okay. All I'm going to tell you, and if you research and dive deep, Holy Spirit will lead you to it. I know He will, because that's what happened to me. The sloppy seconds is in the business industry. That's all I'm going to say. So, anything that is not first fruits of God is not the best of God. So, then we're going to have, like, charismatic Christianity, New Age Christianity. Like, you're going to have all of this stuff. And basically, it's like a mix of everything into one. Like, you got Christians saying that energy and chakras are okay, which they're not. It's witchcraft. All of that. Like, chakras, that Kundalini spirit, all of that. That is all part. That's like a fake Holy Spirit. That whole thing is Hinduism, and it's in trying to be in Christianity, and a lot of people are blinded by it, and so they a lot of it is in business. There's a lot of coaches and gurus. I mean, if you look up the word guru, where does that come from? So that's in the marketplace. And so a lot of times you can get into something and think, oh yes, Holy Spirit is here, and then you get through it and there's no fruit. There's no love, there's no joy, there's no peace, there's no patience, no gentleness, no kindness, no goodness, no faithfulness, and self-control. And the reason I'm sharing this with you, thank you, Holy Spirit, you totally just, thank you, Lord Jesus, just hijack everything, okay? Just take it away, Jesus. And we're going to end on this, Galatians 5. I'm going to Galatians 5, and I'm going to read the first couple of verses, because this is basically the bondage that I'm talking about. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Couldn't make this up if I tried, okay? Ain't God good? Ain't God good? If you're driving and you a thug with it, just do a honk for Jesus, okay? Just beep beep. If you're in your house doing laundry, dishes, whatever, just can I get a hallelujah? Can we just shout for Jesus right now? Because that's where I'm at right now, okay? So in Galatians 5, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made you free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. A yoke of bondage, okay? So the reason why we're doing these things is because you're going in to, let's say, Canaan, okay? The land of milk and honey. And there's big, juicy fruit there. Everything's going to be great and all of that. But you need to have your focus. You've come from bondage and you're going to go into where the fruit is big. The bigger the fruit, the bigger the giant. Okay? I mean, the Lord had Joshua and the Israelites march around Jericho, a wall, and it fell. Okay? No fighting needed. Like, they marched, they were in obedience. Okay? And so the reason I'm sharing that with you is because you're going to need your focus. You cannot be have your blinders on when you're, doing that. And you might be saying, "Oh my goodness, Angelica, you're scaring me." I'm giving you warning that you do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And then verse 2 says, "Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. Verse 3, and I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. Verse 4, if you become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law, you have fallen from grace. Don't forsake your first love, because then you fall out of the grace that you need in order to walk this thing out. And that's why the enemy comes for your focus, okay? So I pray this encouraged you. Again, steadfast, okay? Or excuse me, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, which another word for liberty is freedom, by which Christ has made you free, and you do not be entangled again in a yoke of bondage. Galatians 5:1. I love you. God bless you. I pray you get to join us either for the workshop or for From Bondage to Business, okay? But that bondage is coming off of you. You are now set free, okay? And God is sending you out there. And if you're wanting to join me and you want to learn the skills and the tools and the things that I have, and you want to get in, you know, my mantle, my anointing that the Lord, my favor that the Lord has given me to equip, encourage, and empower aspiring entrepreneurs going into the marketplace, we are going to be focusing on all things mindset, okay? So we're going to make sure that we have our ducks in a row so that when we get out there, we don't fall out of God's grace. We don't forsake our first love. When the money starts rolling in, when the client starts rolling in, all of these different things, and you're able to stand steadfast and focus on what's most important, okay? So I love you. God bless you. Stay tuned to this message. Hey there, Awakened Leader. Are you ready to start taking all of that inner healing work and start serving powerfully in the online business, that dream business that God has given you? But there's a roadblock, right? That's why I want to invite you to join me on May 30th through June 3rd. That's a 5-day adventure that we will be going through with a Saturday 5th-day setup to help you get a 7-week business plan in operation, okay? To kickstart this, I want to personally invite you to the 5-day series workshop called From Bondage to Business. This is a 5-day virtual workshop series created to help you accept the calling on your life to advance the kingdom of God by harnessing the power of your testimony in books, journals, and podcasting. I will be personally walking you through 5 days of mindset, focusing through the power of renewing your mind, addressing things spiritually, because our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, and also the tools and the things necessary to either write the book, create the journal, or maybe even like me, launch a podcast. And on the 5th day, we will come together on a workshop virtual course type of event so that you are able to ask the questions as well as write the vision and make it plain for 7 weeks so you can take action weekly in peace and not chaos. If this is for you to get started with that book, the podcast, the journal, click below, join, register. The spot is yours for $49. Let's get started.